Prepare a report on TSN. The Senate has wrapped up work on its version of the budget. Dr. Perryman notes it includes massive cuts in higher ed, and he's intrigued at how this budget is balanced.
By deferring the payments that voters have voted for the highway fund for a few days, that is, pay them in the next fiscal year. But it is a very significant amount of money this time around, and it really gets away from the transparency issues that Texas has been striving to improve on in recent years. And beyond that, obviously, all that does is shift it to the next year. And if you have a budget shortfall again the next time, you even got more money to make up because of the chicanery that you pulled. The House has a much more direct approach in that it votes to tap part of the savings account that Texas has, the so-called Economic Stabilization or Rainy Day Fund, which has about $12 billion in it by the end of the session, and they're voting to tap some of that in order to meet some critical needs for the state and at the same time keep a balanced budget and have good, solid fiscal planning. For the Texas State Network, I'm Ray Perry.